Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. What a powerful moment in the 37th verse of Acts chapter 2 when the men hear the sermon of Peter on the day of Pentecost, and they're cut to their heart and say, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And this is our first chance to see, what do we do with the gospel? Let me backtrack just a touch before we deal with Peter's answer. Peter has not preached a particularly pointed sermon at how to receive the Lord. I mean, let's review it in simplicity. His opening argument was an argument that the Holy Spirit, who's manifesting in this moment through tongues, is not a sign of drunkenness, but rather the fulfillment of prophecy. He even touches on an eschatological statement when he talks about the sun turning to dark and the moon to blood. And then he turns to talking to them about the Jesus they crucified. But he doesn't give a real deep description of Jesus. He doesn't mention any of his miracles. He talks about them, but he doesn't get specific. He doesn't give any Jesus quotes. He mentions the crucifixion and the resurrection, and then he decides to tie those two events to David, proving that Jesus was from David and that Jesus resurrected as a fulfillment of a Davidic prophecy. And then declares that Jesus is at the Father's right hand, and what the crowd is seeing is the pouring out of what Jesus had promised he would pour out, which is the Holy Spirit. Finally, he concludes the sermon by accusing the crowd of killing the Lord Jesus. And this works. The crowd that's assembled there are cut to the heart, convicted, and say, "What shall we do?" So it's amazing to me, maybe there was a lot more to the sermon than meets the eye, but it's not a particularly theologically deep sermon in regards to what to do in order to be saved. And yet the crowd is cut to their heart. Maybe we have put too much emphasis on the formula. Maybe we're way too worried about steering the sermon towards an end goal of which we get someone to bow their head, close their eyes, raise their hand, admit they're a sinner, walk an aisle, pray a prayer, answer a few questions, and then determine that they're ready for baptism. Peter doesn't go through any of the steps. Frankly, he doesn't even know there are steps. It's because there are not steps. Peter is just simply laying out a case as he feels led of the Holy Spirit to lay it out. And when these men say, "What shall we do?" Peter gives them the only thing he knows, because Jesus never told them what they're supposed to do in order to win people. He told them to go make disciples. And so Jesus, who did actually say to them that they would go baptize nations into the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, Peter takes that idea of baptism and turns to the assembled crowd and says, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, this verse has caused entire denominations to spring forth, because they've based the salvation experience on Acts 2:38, that if you don't come in through the exact way that Peter said to come in, then you're not saved. And yet Peter never repeats this again in the book of Acts. Paul never repeats this in the New Testament. There are no formulas in the New Testament for how to determine salvation versus not salvation, to say this guy got saved, this guy didn't get saved. What we do know based upon the book of Acts is that the early church baptized people into the body, and Paul picked that theme up in Romans and said that baptism was like coming out of the grave in a newness of life. And so baptism was the rites and the means of identifying your faith and coming into Christ, not just as a public profession, but of who you are. I want to talk about water baptism a little bit tomorrow. We're going to deal with this topic over the next few days of believing, being baptized in the name of Jesus. We'll get into all the depths of Acts 2:38. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.